Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing well, man. Happy Monday. Football Monday. First Football Monday of the year. Very exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah. We're just talking about the American president.
That's right.
That's right.
This is the J.C. Newman, the American president. Scarza Churchill, 7x48. Comes out of the El Reloj factory in United States. Very rare that we get to do a cigar from the States.
Don't you find it funny that we name a cigar? I'm sorry. We name a cigar the American president. And then when we think of a Vitola to use, instead of using the Presidente Vitola,
right,
which while is in Spanish is still president, we decide to say, fuck it, we're going away from a republic and we're going with parliament and we're going to name it after a prime minister. The irony.
Yeah. Wrapper's Florida Sungrown. Binder is Connecticut Broadleaf. Filler is from Pennsylvania and Connecticut Habano. Price point is $20. Cigar was released in April of 2021. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
I thought it was actually surprisingly good. I was taken back by the glass tube. I kept the glass tube.
Probably smoked crack out of it before the review, too.
I'm unsure what I will do with the glass tube. But I'll probably throw it away at some point because I used to save all that shit. And then now I'm all like, what am I doing? But it is real glass. I kind of slightly banged it against a fence. So,
oops.
Very Americano, luxurious, baller style. Anyways, the actual cigar, I thought it was actually very tasty. It was it had a nice medium plus body to it. Not very strong, medium strength. You know, there's a lot of this like earthy, like rich soil note to it, which, you know, which I'm kind of, like a lot of the FSG tobacco is a lot of this like rich, earthy soil aspect of it. Also got really nice like maple syrup sweetness. It's a very nice layer, kind of a spice as well. It's very nutty. It was finished was surprisingly clean for broadleaf as well. So I don't know, man. Maybe I was just in a really good mood, you guys. You know, maybe I was in a really good mood. But regardless, it was a very enjoyable experience. And it was a very long smoke as expected, but it was really pleasant. I have another American.
There you go. All right, Seth, what were your thoughts?
Yeah. June, when you're done with it, I would like my glass tube back. I thought the first third opened up with some dry earth, soft spices, herbal qualities. There was floral qualities. There was some creamy and nutty quality, like June kind of mentioned as well. And it was medium body and strength, and it kind of smoked that same way from beginning to end. It did not, I didn't find anything changing whatsoever. And it was really, the draw was really whacked. It was like it smoked fine, but it just seemed like it just, I don't know. It was a weird smoking experience.
All right, John, what were your thoughts?
So I don't know if this is the same blend as the regular Churchill, but I've smoked the regular Churchill a couple times now, and I really, really enjoy the regular Churchill, and I felt like this smoked different. So hopefully they're not the same blend. So otherwise, I just look like a colossal idiot. Regardless, it started out really nice. There's this kind of citrus which I've associated with FSG. It's kind of a musty citrus, and I always get it off FSG, and that's how this started out for me. This creaminess, musty citrus, wood and vegetal, and it was engaging. It was interesting. There's a little bit of chocolate that kind of mixed in as it got settled. So the first third was good. I'm like, okay, that's a nice start, especially on a cigar this size. Unfortunately, the complexity kind of dropped off in the second and last third. Still pleasant, you know, creamy wood, baking spices, citrus, but I wouldn't say it was like overly engaging on my palate. So pleasant, but not engaging. This is the kind of cigar I would probably prefer not to do as a review. I'd want to do like if I wasn't paying attention to it or if I was golfing or whatever, because I think it's a pleasant cigar. It's just it's hard to smoke something this size without a really dynamic profile. And the flip side of that is it's hard to put a dynamic profile in a cigar that size because it burns your palate out. So, you know, I get it. Construction was pretty much perfect. I just had a slightly, like, mildly resistant draw. Overall, you know, slightly above average for me. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, for me, this cigar had a profile that was focused around musty cedar, earth, and mild baking spice. Second third showed a bit of youngness to the cedar, and the final third saw the addition of a vegetal note and some bitterness. Overall, the cigar was fairly average. Profile came across as though the tobacco was a bit young. You know, we've reviewed the number two Vitola. I enjoyed that one quite a bit more than this one. So I'm not sure if this one just needs a bit more time to get rid of some of that youngness, greenness, or if the tube is just constricting the cigar too much. Like, you know, I kept it in the tube the whole time before until I smoked it. I didn't take it out and let it kind of breathe or anything like that. So
maybe a different blend than the other one.
I think it's the same. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's so different about it.
It tasted radically different.
Yeah,
it tasted completely different.
Yeah, I thought it was glass just tube, you guys.
I thought this was. This was like one of the. Was this just like a factory thing, or
it is a factory?
It's only available at the factory. Yeah.
So there's something different.
Thank you, Will Cooper. Thank you, Will Cooper.
Yeah.
Huh.
No, I'd go to a two different Vitola. You know, I don't know.
Is the number two the other sort of Churchill-esque?
I think it's a Toro.
No, it's a Toro because they have a Churchill in the other American.
Yeah.
Because in the true American, there's a Churchill Vitola, which smokes completely different than this.
Completely different.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what the distinction is between them, but I thought it would be interesting to try. All right, game of the scores. We're going to start at the top with June at 6.82. John was next at 5.95. I gave it a 5.40, and Seth gave it a 5.10. So June had that 6.82 matchup for you.
Tastes like America.
There you go.
Freedom in every draw.
That's right.
All right, John, how about 5.95?
Yeah, it matches up well. You know, on one hand, a pretty average experience, but I think that falls in the category of, you know, it's a factory exclusive. It's kind of cool to have the chance to smoke something like this. I may never get to smoke something like this again. So I was happy for the experience, even though the end score was, you know, pretty average, slightly above average.
Yeah, my 5.4 matches up well. It was a slightly below average flavor profile, but it had perfect construction for me. So that kind of kept it in the mid fives. All right, Seth, 5.1.
It's like America. No.
Is that disappointment in every draw?
I think it's just a perfect thing. That's what America's all about, June. That's what being an American perspectives. Is.
Different perspectives. You got the West Coast versus the South, and how they see America is completely different.
This is how we view America. This is how we view the American president at this time. President this time as in the sixes, and I'm in the low fives, which is totally not accurate.
So, you guys would be flip flop.
But it's just, you know, yeah. So there we go.
Nice. I like
it. All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
America.